Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from the New Testament letter that Paul wrote to the church in Rome, Romans chapter 8, beginning verse 24, and then we'll read a passage out of the Old Testament, out of Proverbs. First, Romans chapter 8, beginning of verse 21. The Apostle Paul says this, "Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword?" No, Paul says, "in all these things, we are more than conquerors." Or another translation says, "overwhelmingly victorious through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." And then out of Proverbs, chapter 21, verse 31, and this is Solomon writing, King Solomon, and he says this, "The horse is made ready for the day of battle, but the victory belongs to the Lord." So, here's a question for today, for you. Do you know what's going to happen later today, next week, next month, the rest of this year? If you do, maybe you could share it with us, please. On second thought, hold on, don't. Next question. Have all your dreams that you've had, short time, long time, have they been fulfilled yet? If not, is it time to stop dreaming? Maybe it's time to stop reaching. Is it time to stop hoping? As we've probably seen, ourselves or in others, sometimes the things we dream, the things we hope and reach for, don't happen as planned. We come up short. We get sidetracked, detoured, and we can't seem to get there. And we're not sure what we can do next. Things don't seem to be working out. Or are they? Maybe as the years go by, and they will go by, we even begin to believe, or the cynics around us suggest, that we will never reach that moment of which we have long dreamed. You know, that may be true, but should it stop us from trying anyway? Should we accept things the way they are and just stop dreaming of all that can be? Because no matter where you seem to be, you may, in fact, be on the right path, doing what God wants, aligned with his will and purpose for your life. And maybe you just need to take another step in that direction. Paul reminds us in the passage from Romans chapter 8 that we read that when we are in Christ, that God will, in his time, work out everything for good as he sees it. And ultimately, we will be overwhelmingly victorious in Christ Jesus. Maybe what we've hoped for and dreamed of is just ahead of us, and we simply can't see it yet. It may be that what we hope for and reach for won't, in the end, be defined by what we envisioned it should be. Maybe it won't be defined by a successful business outcome. It may not be defined by stuff or comfort or a score on a scoreboard or on this year's one-loss record. But because we know and we need to remember that God is bigger than all of that, bigger than everything, we need to leave room for God to work, as the Apostle Paul points to, in the midst of all the uncertainty and trying to figure it all out ourselves. We need to leave room for God to work. I had the privilege, after graduating from the University of Florida Law School, to clerk at different times for two United States District Court judges. Those two federal judges had then and continue to have an impact on my life and all it should stand for and all it should be for others, not just in the legal profession, but well beyond that and in every walk of my life. And they remain dear friends today. among many stories and experiences they shared to guide me then and now. One of the judges shared a story of a man who was caught stealing in a far-off kingdom. As the man was brought before the king to answer for his crime, he was informed that the penalty for stealing is death. Despite the stress of the inevitable being put to death, the man seemed pretty calm. He knew that the king had a beloved, prized horse that was treated like a member of the family, and the thief planned on playing a hunch with the king. So when the man was brought before the king to be judged and sent to his execution, or so it was assumed, the thief asked if he could say a few words. The king agreed. "Your Majesty," the man began, "I know you have a wonderful horse. If you will give me a year, I will teach your horse to talk. And if I am successful in doing that, you will spare my life." The king thought the offer over for a moment and then agreed. As the man left, one of his friends said, "Are you nuts? You can't teach the horse to talk." To which the temporarily reprieved man replied, "Well, you may be right. But you know what? A lot can happen in a year. I may die, the king may die, or the horse may talk." You know, sometimes life doesn't seem to be working out the way we have planned that it will. No matter what and how hard we try, the things we try to accomplish, the things we try to bring about just don't seem to be happening. Sometimes life looks bleak and blank, especially when we know what we're facing tomorrow or when we don't know what we'll face tomorrow. Some refer to the principle demonstrated by the story of the man sentenced to death as the principle of benign neglect. I like to think of it as a reminder of our supernatural God always at work in our lives for good. Look, here's the truth. You and I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I'm pretty sure I don't want to know. The best and the farthest I can see at times is just the next step that God is pointing me toward as I stand at a fork in the road, at some crossroads in my life. But what we hoped for in life might be just ahead. So why not continue to take the step before us and trust God for the rest, remembering that God wants good for us? Step out. Press on with him, trusting him not only to show you the next steps, but also trusting him with the results and all he will do for good in and through your life and the lives of others around you. Solomon reminds us in the passage that we also read in Proverbs of getting the horse ready for battle. It's like getting ourselves ready for the day and what's ahead. Solomon is reminding us that God expects us to do all we can do, striving to be the best we can be, making the best decisions for our lives, but then to not only leave room for God to continue to work, but to also trust him with the results. The victory belongs to the Lord, who always wants good for his children. So why not live a life following God, striving to stay in his will, his plan, with all the opportunities that God provides us to lift others up around us? Why not trust him with the results? Results and victories, which will always be for our good and the good of others as God brings those about. Remembering as we go what Abraham Lincoln once said, that without God, I cannot succeed. With God, I cannot fail. I love it. I love it. Since God, my friends, is always working for our good, as Paul reminds us, why limit what God can do in our lives? Why be disappointed or in despair when what we had hoped for hasn't occurred yet? When the God of all creation is still at work in us and for us. If our sovereign God is for us, who or what else do we need? He is over all, over our mistakes, our failings, our missed moments, but He is also over our todays and all our tomorrows, the legacy he wants us to leave, the impact he wants us to have every day, the results and the victories in the journey of our lives with him. And our job is to dream on and to continue to step out with our best, pressing on in confidence and trust that God, in his time, will work things out for our good and for the good of others, and all for his glory. So, keep reaching for all you hold in your heart, and dream on, simply taking that next step before you, and then the next, and the next, remembering that God is stepping out with you. And then, my friends, watch what happens as God does what God does. Sometimes the Red Sea will part, and sometimes the Jericho walls will fall down. That's what he does for us. And so, we should always press on, doing what we need to do, patiently trusting God for all he will do for our good and all for his glory. Remembering as we go, not knowing what's ahead, that sometimes the horse just may talk. Let me pray for us. Lord, maybe you can explain it to us one day. Why do we do what we do? We just kind of run off on our own, put you in a box, and just continue to do what we're doing. The dreaming part's good, the reaching part's good, the hoping part, but Lord, help us to do it with you, to follow your steps, to take that next step you're shining a light on in front of us, and then trust you for all the rest. We know that you are working for our good. We know that as we work in the natural, our better moments, we know that you work far beyond that in the supernatural to help us, to make things occur, to make things happen for us, for our good. Paul says we are overwhelmingly victorious with you. So Lord, we just trust that, that you will always work out everything for our good. It may not be what we see in the scoreboard, but we know at the end it'll be for our good. So we trust you with that. Help us, Lord, to go forward with you, not by ourselves, day by day, step by step, following you as you're behind us, alongside us, and in front of us. Thank you for all that you will do with our lives in the days to come. We're just going to continue to move forward, reaching and dreaming and hoping and stepping with you, trusting you to continue to work in our lives you do, and trusting you for all the good that will occur in our lives, in the lives of others around us, and all for your glory. In your Son's precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.